Hi, and welcome to Evidence for Faith. It's your host, Michael Lane, and I am so glad you're joining me today as we continue in our series on the devotions by the seashore. And in this series, we've had a couple of lessons. This is the third one here, and this one is entitled The Grass on the Beach. So if you're new to this series, please check out the other ones. But what this is, these are just short little devotionals about nature that we see when we go maybe on vacation, or if you're studying or live someplace near an ocean, a tropical island, or it could be a big lake or wherever. And this one here is going to be talking about grass that you see when you're sitting on the beach, or particularly if you're in off Florida, or if you're in the Bahamas or something like this, or in Turks and Caicos or some other Caribbean area, you can often see, or even in the Mediterranean, you can see seagrass off there on the bottoms, just offshore. And time goes on, they die and they wash up on the beach. So grass on the beach is what the title of this is. So with this, if you'll just sit back and enjoy as we go through this little lesson, I hope this will speak to you and you will get something out of this through the Holy Spirit. So we pray, first of all, Father God, we come before you and again, just ask that you would just open up our minds and our hearts, Lord, and help us to relax and to get calm as we listen to what you have to tell us about part of your creation. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. You know, as you sit out near the shore, you often find washed up on the shore dead turtle grass, particularly around Florida, dead turtle grass, Bahamas, etc. These grasses, you know, were once very much alive. Maybe you're sitting right now on a tropical beach and can see on the beach area there, as you look towards into the water, a change in the color of the water. Where it goes from sandy to a darker, like a green or brownish color, because that's a grass bed, and there's turtle grass out there. Maybe you've snorkeled over in some of these areas, like in the Florida Keys or off the coast of Florida and in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, and you've seen turtle grass, these blades of grass just sticking up out of the sand, thousands upon thousands of them just sticking up out of the sand and swaying back and forth with the currents or the tides. These individual green grass blades were quite alive when they're living in the sea. They even host many marine organisms on their blades, things like sponges, worms, crabs, snails, and others. As you look at the shoreline down a ways from you, you might see thousands of dead blades of grass turning brown and decaying in the sunshine. This flotsam or debris is all that remains of the lives that they once lived. And in time, they will disappear from the visible eye to become nourishment for other creatures. Some may call this the circle of life. You see, turtle grass is very important, a very, very important organism to the marine environment, particularly here in the tropics. Besides being a staple food item for many, many mollusks and arthropods, they help hold the sand together to resist erosion from wave action. They play an important role also in the oxygen cycle of the environment. They absorb the carbon dioxide expelled by the animals in the water, utilizing the water also, the water molecules there, they produce sugars and oils and oxygen. To remove all the turtle grass out of a habitat will drastically change the habitat, causing even the lives of other organisms living there to come to an end. You see, in some ways, turtle grasses are a lot like people. Yes, they are. They're here for but a short time. Some die prematurely, while others go on producing materials to make life easier for others. Some will manufacture a lot of sugar during their lives, while others produce very little. But no matter how much they produce or how high they grow, they will eventually end up being consumed by some other organism or washed up on the beach and left to die on the shore. Those that are washed up, they quickly disappear in time. Within a few months, there's little left to remind anyone, even the most scrutinizing eye of a scientist, that their existence was there. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, wrote of such an idea in Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to read verses 6, 7, and 8. And many of you are probably familiar with this very well-known passage. But if not, listen to this. And it's beautiful, this nature, how God is having Isaiah write this down. It reads, "All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever." Isaiah is telling us, through God's inspiration, that people are like grass. They grow, they develop, and even bloom. But eventually, they all pass away and disappear from sight. This means that as you go through your life, you may make much, a lot of money. You may build many buildings, houses, or other structures. They might even build monuments in your honor and stuff. You may possess many, many material items. But in the end, all those things sort of fade away. Like the turtle grass. It lives a productive life for a short time, but eventually it fades away as flotsam on the beach. But look at what Isaiah wrote that does last forever, the Word of God. I want you to think for a moment of all the ancient civilizations that have ruled on the earth that you're familiar with. You know, and then think about how many are still there today. I mean, the Egyptians were there, but the ancient Egyptians, that kingdom has fallen and is gone. The ancient Persians, their kingdom has fallen. The Greeks, even the great Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and others. These empires, the Hittites, the Amalekites, the Babylonians, they all fade away. But God's word, which is even older than much of the Egyptian Empire, is still around and believed by millions all over the world. Many kings and countries, yes, have tried to destroy God's word, but it has endured and will continue to endure forever. Let me ask you, are you grasping at life and the rewards that it offers? Is that your goal in life? Is that your objective for living? Remember that these rewards will fade. You know, there's an old saying that was very popular back in the 70s when I was in high school that goes like this: only one life will soon be passed, but only what's done for God will last. There's a lot of truth in that. So are you pursuing the temporary things of life? Bear in mind that those are temporary things, and the word temporary means short-lived. Don't be like a blade of turtle grass that is here for a brief time and then gone without a trace visible to its existence. Focus on God's word for solutions to your problems and for a blueprint on how to live your life. Decisions to follow Christ, well, they last for eternity. And remember, unlike temporary, eternity is forever. Father, we thank you for this time here and for this passage in Isaiah. And I pray, Lord, for anyone who's struggling with what's going on in their life right now, to help them to look to your word for guidance and for your Holy Spirit to comfort. And help us always, Lord, to remember not to strive for the material things in our life, but to make sure, first of all, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And also, we are here to serve and to help others, to show charity to people. So bless us as we go through our days, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've enjoyed what you learned today, I hope you have, and in these lessons by the sea, if so, would you consider donating to Evidence for Faith so that we can continue to keep courses like this one free to people all over the world? We're in over 80 countries. People are looking to have their faith strengthened through apologetics, and that's what Evidence for Faith does. But we need your help in order to do it. So, my friends, until we meet again, take care, and may God bless.